RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is a good one, right?
No, I don't like this one either. I don't like the Beach Boys.
How many Christmas songs do you like? Handful? Two? One? Three?
Probably yeah. A handful.
I'm telling you, the Grinch allegations, tough to
strong.
Beat them. They are strong. Though you did just give away a prize, which
I did.
It was nice of you.
I feel pretty good about that.
I mean, you made the entire audience wait 20 minutes to give it
nobody's,
away.
Nobody's happy about that.
They'll be all right.
Are you proud of yourself now that we had to sit through the break and kind of think about what we just did?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm super proud of myself.
Do you have an idea? We obviously don't tell anyone, but do you have an idea of what's in there tomorrow?
It's going to be interesting. You know, it's Friday. You know, everybody's going to be probably stressed out from this last week of Christmas shopping. I'll probably make it easy.
Are you done? You locked in all your Christmas?
No, not really.
What are you doing? It's a week from today.
Yeah. I'll probably, you know, since we ain't got to go to work the rest of the week, next week, we got one day Monday. I'll go after that.
But by the time we're done working Monday, it's already the 22nd.
Yeah, I'll be flying by the seat.
23rd, actually.
All I got to do is probably go get a couple little knick-knack things. As a matter of fact, I might go do that today. I need to get some wrapping paper, though. So I got to do that.
You could find that. That's not.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I got some wrapping paper.
Do you get like the red and green one, or you get the one with sand on it?
No, they got the bags now.
What do you mean?
Like they got Christmas bags. You just throw it in a bag and close the top.
Are you a good rapper? I'm bad at rapping.
I can rap.
Yeah.
It's not that hard, Joe.
No, I mean I can do it, but it's just like not neat and nice.
Oh, no, I can do it.
All right, well.
I got ADD. I got OCD too. So I can, you know, that stuff.
Hugh Douglas has it all, like folks.
Stuff like that, I can knock that out.
Let's can we hear from a couple old quarterbacks and we'll go back to the phones and of course get to you people here. Who do we want to start with? Want to start with Aaron?
Start with Tom.
Tom. All right, Tom Brady. Of course, needs no introduction, but he was kind of asked because, you know, Philip Rivers is back now. Mm-hmm. You know, Tom, could you still do it if someone asked? Here's Tom Brady on the idea of still playing.
Would you be ready to go right now?
I'd whoop right now, to
would
be
you
honest.
Really?
Absolutely. I could go out there and play. Give me a month. I mean, I could go play with anybody.
Seriously? 31 days.
And like I said, I took care of my body great. I mean, everything is, I could do it all. And I just, you know, what I wouldn't want to do is make the commitment to play. Because it's like, I would say, it's like basketball season. Do you really want to commit to playing 82 games? That takes a lot of training. And it's like, I don't want to do that anymore.
But if you could come back for just the finals.
Okay, yeah, just the finals.
So Tom Brady is 48 years old. Do you believe him?
Yes. I think the biggest thing that Tom would have to, you know, get over is getting hit. Like, just getting used to that. Because I remember when the year that he was contemplating retiring, was it Aaron Donald? Knocked his chin strap off.
Oh, he was all bloody in his mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, and he thought about it then.
I don't know. But guys, he's 48. Like, I know he's different, right? And he was different when he was 40, 44. I mean, he played forever, and he kept his body in incredible shape. I mean, his 30s are better than most quarterbacks' prime. Yeah. So I know he's the outlier of all outliers. I just wonder, at some point, are you too old? He's 48.
The biggest thing is the fact that the hits are probably, yeah.
You know, he was still in the league when, around the time that Elliott went back to for us versus the Rams offense.
Yeah.
2022. Yeah. Brady was still playing then.
He was still playing.
Just wanted to.
Tom Brady was drafted in 1999. It's 2025. I don't know if he could still do it.
I mean, he was.
I tell you what, man, because the fact that it's not the physical toll is different for the quarterback.
Of course. And he never got hit anybody. Anyway. Yeah, he got the bulk of the ball.
And the biggest thing that I think what Tom would have to work on is the spinning the ball again, which he's probably doing, because Phillip Rivers don't look like he was playing football at all his first game.
Nah, he was coaching.
But you could tell the mind was still there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, Brady would have that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think he could play. It's different, man. You know, Brett Favre did something like that.
But not 48.
No, but he was pretty old.
I know, but 48 is like.
Hugh and Brady crossed over for 5 years.
No, I'm saying Brett. Like,
man, it's been around.
And then he had all that work done. You know, he's
does that make you a better player?
Well, I'm just saying, it's not like
I don't think we've tested that theory.
The biggest thing with him be, I would think, spinning the ball, because he ain't gained any weight.
No, like, he looks like he gets
that
kind of shape.
Like,
yeah.
You know, he's wearing the nice tailor suits. He got the Botox or whatever he got done. Yeah, he'd be all right.
All right, so we hear from Brady saying, yeah, give him a month. He can still play. Can we hear from another old quarterback? Now, this one is still playing. He's actually on a first-place team right now. Aaron Rodgers. It sounded like he took exception to something said at a press conference yesterday. Let's hear Aaron.
So, it's kind of what I said after the game. There's some cast-offs if you look at our roster, which makes it really special. You know, Kenny Gainwell signed a next-to-nothing contract. Connor Hayward, an afterthought, had a touchdown run. Marquez been on a couple teams. Adam Thielen got cut. Samuel was on the street for a long time. So it says a lot about the character of the guys we brought in.
Do you consider yourself one of those cast-offs too?
No, I'm not a cast-off.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of are.
The Jets told me they didn't want him. Yeah, He's obviously a cast-off.
The Jets told you bye.
Well, hold on. He listed Thielen as a cast-off who requested his release.
Yeah.
And then got picked up immediately by the Steelers.
Also, how about him, as Hugh would say, pocket-watching, telling everyone no one wanted to pay Kenny Gainwell any money? There's no reason to do that to Kenny Gainwell.
Leave Kenny alone.
He's what they call Rodgers, a hater.
Rodgers got dumped by the Jets.
Yeah, he did. They didn't even want him. Actually,
he's
didn't
more
want
of
to
a cast-off than Thielen.
Well, literally, he went to meet with Aaron Glenn, and Aaron Glenn said, we'd rather not have you on the team.
The Jets told him, you can't play anymore.
I mean, who the hell gets dumped by the Jets?
That's a cast-off.
Anybody you know ever get dumped by the Jets?
Yeah.
I didn't get. Well, I did. Who gets they sent me down the street
for a two.
Get your ass up out of here. No, you know it's funny because I went to this event last night, right? And I saw Monty Toomer.
Okay.
And it was in Northern Jersey, right? And the irony of it is, a lot of Eagles fans up there, and so you know, Monty, like we were right across from New York, and it was a lot of Eagles fans, and they were talking about Eagles, and Monty asked me, he said, "Has anybody ever said to you, go Jets?" I was like, very rarely.
Yeah, you don't hear that very often.
And when they do, I kind of look at them like, what are you talking about?
What's wrong with that guy?
Well, who's saying go Jets right now anyway?
No, I'm just saying. Nobody's ever said that. Like, everywhere I go, you know, it's go Birds. And you could tell he was kind of, you know, like, go Birds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like, do you ever go anywhere and they say go Jets? I was like, no. But we get it. I like this. It's universal. Go Birds. Like, you go somewhere and say, hey, go Birds.
Yep.
Go Birds. Yeah,
yeah. I would say Aaron Rodgers is a cast off at this point.
What are Jets fans saying to each other? Lord help us.
What the hell are we doing?
Why? Just why over and over again?
I could care less what they're saying, to be honest. They
drafted you.
They ain't returning my phone. They treat me like I ain't even part of the family. They don't fool with me.
The Jags fool with you more than the Jets do.
I be getting the Jag legend stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to Jacksonville.
How sad is it that you are considered a Jaguars legend? That's not sad for you. It's sad for them. You played 1 year there.
One whole year, and they'd be like, come back. Nah, you're good. We good.
Cast off. A Jets and Jags cast off.
That's like, rare. There's not many of those out there. Let's grab Andy in Deptford. What's up, Andy?
VIP, we live, we hot.
What's up, Andy, man? What's going on?
Yo, Hugh, man, I'm also a big fan of that broccoli, but my favorite kind of broccoli is that Hugh Douglas first-class gas broccoli. All gas.
No comment. No comment.
You don't have to comment. You don't have to comment. Two thumbs up. You know what I'm saying? But as far as with the topic, Joe, did we overreact?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you created that topic from yourself. I mean, like, last week you were the guy that had shows on the same station saying if Jalen Hurts had a bad game, we're going to bench him for Tanner McKee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes I think you got diarrhea of the mouth with
diarrhea
your sound bite.
Diarrhea of the mouth.
Well, because it's good to look in the mirror, Andy. I mean, it's good to look in the mirror.
Yesterday your hot take was, oh, the Phillies, they're not going to win anything. Like, that's nothing new, dude. Like,
well, that's not a hot take,
guy. They're running back the same team for 4 years in a row. So, like, of course they're not going to win anything. Like, I mean, I can't believe you dedicated a show to benching our franchise quarterback.
Well, that wasn't the show, Andy.
We dedicated the whole show.
That wasn't the show.
Actually, that's your premise.
That's been your premise the whole season, pretty much. Well, it hasn't.
Really, it has.
Well,
I mean,
you could say that, but for 5 years, he's been the quarterback. Last week was the first time ever I said I consider sitting him down. Ever.
That's the first time you came out and made a case to bench him, but you've been throwing shade just like your counterpart after me.
Well, he hasn't
for the Sixers that loves to rip Jalen.
Well, he hasn't.
The
difference isn't me, Andy. It's Jalen's play. Jalen has not played as well. When he plays well, I'm in favor of the quarterback.
Joe, if you have a bad show or three bad shows in a row, do you think you should get fired?
Well, first of all,
are you going to have a show stating, should I get fired because I sucked three shows in a row?
No, but if hold on.
Are you going to do that? Like, you going to say, hey,
we could.
Can Kyle come in here and take my job because I sucked three shows in a row and we didn't get our ratings?
Andy, maybe you should do a show about if we should replace Joe.
Yeah. May I respond?
I would do circles around Joe. Are you kidding me?
May I respond, Andy? So
I'd love to.
Three football games in a 17-game season is not three shows when we do five shows a week. So if let me finish, Andy.
Okay.
If our show was not doing as well for, let's say, 2 or 3 months of the year, yeah, I think it'd be natural for bosses to wonder if the show is going in the right direction. That would be fair. Now, what you said, would I do the show about myself? I didn't ask Jalen Hurts to get to the podium and say, should I be benched? That's not his job to do
it.
But let me finish,
right,
Andy. Let me finish. And what I think is, you could react any way you want, and you could be annoyed with what I said last week. That's fine. That's your prerogative. But what is, let's be clear about what I said. I said, if he continued to play the way he had for five straight games, Packers, Lions, Bears, Cowboys, Chargers, if that continued, would it be on the table to sit him down at any point the rest of the season? And
okay.
I said, yes. I didn't say sit him. I didn't say bench him. I said if it continues. And for as ridiculous as you think it is, and a lot of people agreed with me, Andy.
Hold on.
You're wrong.
So when you say this is ridiculous, what you're saying is I'm ridiculous, and anyone else that felt that way is ridiculous. Like, it's okay to disagree without calling someone ridiculous. It's okay.
Okay. So maybe not three shows, right? So if you sucked for maybe 3 months,
right,
which is debatable, right?
Sure.
And the whole shock jock radio approach that you go with, right? So should we be clamoring to Joe Giglio get off the air?
Because have you ever been on Twitter?
To the table?
Have you ever been on social media?
I don't do social media.
Okay. Well, that's the comments under the post from everything on the show.
Yeah. So, Andy, people can feel the way they feel. Like, I'm not, like, that. Sure, that happens. I'm not getting all bent out of shape about it. Like, what's the point?
The point is, that was a diarrhea of the mouth comment.
No, because you don't agree.
Andy, you don't agree with it,
so you get upset about it.
It's not that I don't agree with it. If you're the only one that would ever make that kind of assumption,
the Eagles brass, the coaches, the owners, the players
in the locker room, nobody would ever get behind that. So a shock jock host is going to want to put that out there. And bro, you were getting clowned. Like,
maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The national media was
that's
clowning
Annie,
you.
That's fine, Annie. That's
the national
their,
media
that's,
was clowning you.
That's
so if
I can't listen, Annie.
Clowning,
I can't control.
I
don't care. I mean, I'm here to give my opinion. But what you react to my opinion is not my prerogative.
Joe. Like you just said that 5 years I've had his back.
I didn't say I had his back. I said I never called for his benching. The point is, and I think you're missing it, Andy. You're missing it. You're attacking me when the reality is the quarterback this year has fallen to middle of the pack in the NFL. That's the truth. You don't like it. Attack me. And I can take
Joe,
it.
But, Joe, for five years...
The point is, Andy, he's declined this year.
Wait, hold on. But for 5 years, you supported him on an island where a lot of people didn't stand on that island, right? So now you're telling me after three games... That 5 years of support, you just want to throw out the window and bench him for a guy that's made a meaningful start. And once you bench him, he's never going to come back.
So,
Andy, here's
the problem. And
answer the question.
I'll answer it. Andy, yes. You know why? Because here's the problem. I don't get caught up in he's my guy.
Andy, for five years.
And that I don't care. I want the Eagles to win, Andy. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's it. It's the same thing.
No problem with you, bro.
I'm done. It's the same thing. This is what, and I could be wrong. And I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the same stuff people said to me when Carson was declining, and I was destroyed for it because I kept saying he's declining, guys. Well, you liked him when he was drafted. You supported him then. He's declining. Now, I don't think Jalen's declining at the same level as Carson. I don't. And I think Jalen at his best has been better than Carson by a lot. But when players decline, I don't care if I liked them 2 years ago. And why should you?
I think Andy thought he did something there.
I think he thought I was going to get bent out of shape. I go for it, man.
Here's the thing. And whether you like it or not, it's a conversation. Now, I was on the other side of it. I don't think, because to Andy's point, you bench him, you're not coming back to him. That's just how it works in the NFL.
Well, okay.
But
and if that's your counter to the should they bench him, then that's fair.
I ain't gonna let me finish.
I was about to cook,
Kyle.
I doubt it.
You're cooking at 145? Usually you're tapped out by here.
I'm trying to get
about to make a broccoli casserole.
But yeah, broccoli casserole is good. But the point is this. These are not like people want to attack the conversation. Dude, I told you, I sat there at a Flyers game. And I heard some ridiculous, shout out to the people that came with us. But
those poor guys.
I heard some ridiculous conversations being had. So
that ridiculous.
This is the reality of the world that we live in. We all have conversations that we don't agree with, but that doesn't mean they're not, you know, valid conversations to talk about.
Yeah, this is the last thing I'll say on this. Are you surprised I said what I said last week? I would have traded Bryce Harper for Juan Soto. I was the first one that said, Wentz sucks, guys. I don't care how good he was 2 years ago. When I don't think a player is that good anymore, I'm just going to say it. Like, you want me fired because of it? Andy, I don't care, man. I don't wake up every day and says, Andy and Deptford care what I say. Like, I've never thought about it once.
That's good.
I don't care. Like, it's not, my job is to give my opinion.
Damn, Joe, you don't care what Andy Deptford got to say.
I mean, I appreciate the listens. And I've talked to him many times over the years. But, like, I don't wake up every day and say, this might upset Andy and Deptford. He might say Joe changed his mind.
Yeah, every meeting from now on. Does Andy and Deptford agree?
Joe,
should we do this?
No.
What am I going to do? Oh, no. So the bottom line is I'm just going to give my opinion on the player. And if you don't like it, you deal with that. That's your problem.
No, you know what I usually say. And kiss my ass.
Well, that's your line. All right, what do we got from you people?
You Wait, people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
You guys are diseased.
I feel strong. Feels pretty strong.
Well,
I don't know what it means.
The last hour.
Well, in the last hour of radio.
They might have a point. Yeah. Lakin needs to step in and fire these clowns for disrespecting Jalen Hurts.
Could have guessed that's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, would you imagine going into his office and he's like, guys, disrespecting Jalen Hurts. It's time we move on.
Guys, you are a little bit critical of a guy that's middle of the pack in most stats among the quarterbacks this year. See ya. Get out the door. Especially you, Douglas. That whole,
especially
what
you.
Is he?
Yeah, Hugh. I mean, we did. First of all, Hugh started this today.
I did.
You did.
I asked the question.
You set this whole thing question. Ablaze.
It's a valid question.
Well, it is. I agree. But this is, but, you know.
And, yeah, barbershop.
Yeah, you did this.
And for all y'all to be in y'all feelings, y'all just need to stop.
Well, I'm just gonna leave it's not right going to
stop it.
Asking a fish, not to swim.
Yep, go ahead.
Don't piss me off today, Joe.
Sorry.
Probably.
That's evergreen.
Yeah, I don't know if that one.
Again,
that
Douglas asked the burning question.
I asked the question, and you know what's funny? Nobody answered it. Everybody just got mad at me.
Because everyone.
I thought a few people answered.
A few people did, but for the most part, nobody answered.
Yep. Joe Giglio knows nothing about baseball.
That one I disagree with.
Yeah,
you can say football. I don't know about, but come on now. Let's be clear about
hit
this.
Hit me with the baseball derogatory.
Well, you're lucky it wasn't you today.
You
today just don't know
calls.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Remember that early phone call? Yeah. Hugh, just stay out of this. You don't know anything about
baseball. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Take a seat.
You don't know nothing about baseball.
Hey, Kyle, why don't you go crawl back into that hole that you came out of, you weasel?
Damn.
Was that to Kyle or Keith?
Me. Well, Keith. I don't even know what I did.
We've all had, like, today, yesterday was your sensitive moment. I had mine earlier in the show, and you just had yours. So, this is the trifecta.
I don't think I'm sensitive. I just like, what do I care what Andy thinks?
Well, I mean, you're a little sensitive. Andy kind of got in his skin a little bit. Just a little bit.
I didn't yell.
I didn't yell. Andy did.
You held it together.
I don't think it's Andy's points that bother anybody, because usually they're moronic. It's the way he's firing them at you.
Somebody go
give Andy a break. We're live.
No,
we're
fine.
Hot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Andy, always
you
live. Always
you all right with me, Andy? You call it whatever you want to.
Yep.
That's because he gave you. You know. Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah. Great.
Never mind. Butter up, Douglas.
He did butter him up right up, and then
let me get,
and then
let me get Joe. I'm like, let me cook.
Hey, wait a minute. Usually when it's going back and forth like that, ain't a whole lot I can say.
Well,
dude, think it's funny though.
Yeah.
All right. Talking about trading for Burrow, you guys would just complain if Burrow doesn't play well too.
Yes.
That's how this works.
That's how sports radio. Oh,
congratulations.
That's what sports radio is.
We're right at the point.
If you would like a sneak peek into what could happen, I will be very excited if the Eagles ever have Joe Burrow. And if he sucks, I will say he sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, that's
you know, everyone brace yourselves. We'll have a conversation about benching him too if he stinks. Yep. So Hugh opened up that bag of pennies in the beginning of the show. Remember that guy a while back that came into the chat begging for change?
Yeah.
He jumped right back. He saw his opportunity and jumped.
Well, you got to give him the money then, Hugh.
No, that's Kyle's money.
Yep.
Did you ever count it? Is it 800?
No, we didn't. Probably about 4. I got to go home and count some more pennies.
Okay, go ahead.
They want me to dive into those pennies like Scrooge McDuck.
There's not enough pennies. You haven't reached the quota.
I will get injured severely. That guy that said he expected information and not emotion from this show probably goes to his car mechanic and asks him for a hoagie.
You go for a hoagie.
That's not what we do. When did sports talk radio become information?
Yeah, we want it.
Go read about it if
read
you want information.
Newspaper. Open up a newspaper.
I think people have lost the plot on what this medium is. Information.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you guys talking about? Come on now.
I mean, look. Chat was civil until Hugh put them in a blender with the Hurts thing.
Oh, wow.
And then it became very contentious. Very contentious. Hey, Hugh, let's describe you without using the word winner because you're not.
That's all right. But, I'm going to let you live on that one because I was about to say something. But I'm going to
be live.
Nice.
Let him live. It's almost Christmas. Yep. Yeah, we're going to
let you live.
I'm officially done defending Hugh Douglas today. Last straw.
I agree.
You lost the soldier.
The Campbell's back broken.
In case you're not up on current events, I don't need defending.
No, you don't.
I do all right. I do all right on my own. Mm.
We should donate Hugh's brain to science.
We're probably going to do that anyway.
I mean, that's a good idea.
Yep. Yeah. One more. Hugh Douglas belongs in jail for today's holiday stocking performance.
You don't hate. It was awesome. You was just so can't funny. Relate because you don't vibrate on the same level that I do. That's all.
The sirens go off.
He's vibrating from that broccoli.
He's taken out of the studio in handcuffs.
Good broccoli.
Hugh Douglas.
Good broccoli or good Gouda?
Good Gouda.
Oh, God.
Hey, if you get you some good Gouda and some good broccoli, that's a good day.
That is quite a day. That is quite a day. And that's enough for us today. There's always a moment that happens around this time where it's we have to turn the mics off because something's happened where we got to say goodbye. And I think we've reached that
point. I
got
to go out and count some more pennies, though. That looked like 800 to me.
You know? Guys have a great rest of your Thursday. So go Seahawks or go Rams? What do we decide?
Go Rams.
I'm betting on the Rams. It's the Rams. All right,
you make a parlay. We got to do it on the break.
We'll figure that out.
We can do it at the show.
It's time for us. We got to go.
We got to go.
Afternoon show's up next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, I can't leave just yet, so I can't say peace. But you can expect to have a long drive if you're starting every morning in bad field possession. A worn-out match will do that to you fast. Lucky for you, the Max Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening right now. Warehouse-wide savings up to 60%. That's up to $800 off brand names you know and love. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. With Queen Mattress starting at just $179.99, Mattress Warehouse has a mattress for everybody and every budget. Whether you're upgrading your own setup or getting the house ready for the holiday guest, let Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed match diagnostic system take the guesswork out of choosing your next mattress. You'll find the perfect fit backed by 100% comfort guarantee, plus 0% interest financing, free next day delivery, and the Mattress Warehouse signature 1-year lowest price guarantee. Take it from me. Why shop anywhere else? Visit MattressWarehouse.com to find a location near you. MattressWarehouse.com, MattressWarehouse.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. MasterClass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.